Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
A YouTube video recently came to our attention featuring Fred Hammond appearing on Donnie McClurkin's radio show. Fred Hammond is a Dove Award and Grammy Award-winning gospel artist with an extensive discography to his credit. McClurkin is also a Dove and Grammy Award-winning gospel singer who served as an associate pastor under the Reverend Martin Winans in Detroit and is now senior pastor at Perfecting Faith Church in Flushing, Long Island. On the show, Fred Hammond tells McClurkin and his radio audience about a conversation he had with his mother 3 months before she died. As Hammond relayed, she was crying and she was sorry. And out of the blue, she told a stunned Fred and his daughter, Fred was aborted. Hammond's response was one of utter disbelief. What are you talking about? Hammond continued the story, relaying how his mother said, I went to the clinic, and it was illegal to do it in the 50s and 60s, and I had you aborted, and I was supposed to go home and have a miscarriage and bring you back in a bag. She went home to deliver a dead baby. 2 days, and nothing happened. 3 days. Hammond says she decided to go back and said, I don't think it worked. They said, no, it's still there. We'll get it this time. As she laid there and they went to get the tools, she thought about what God was thinking, and she got up and ran out, putting her clothes on. Hammond was born December 29th, 1961. Fred Hammond goes on to explain the personal meaning for him. At the end of the day, when I was supposed to be discarded and the tools came in to kill me, to crush my head or whatever you're supposed to do, the Lord took his hand, pushed in there, and pushed me back out of the way. And they thought they got me. But at the end of the day, God had a plan for a broken situation. McClurkin says this is the first time that the true dynamics of how God brought Fred Hammond about have been told. This is not just another artist who has another gift, but this is literally someone who God has safeguarded from his inception. Our movement has been blessed by the stories of those who have survived abortion and have gone on to toil in the fields to spread the good word and protect God's most defenseless children. Gianna Jessen, with her beautiful voice, shares the power of God's love and the joy of each individual human life. Melissa Oden has shared her powerful survival story with the world, and through her work has raised awareness of the generational impact of abortion. If her abortion had been successful, her beautiful daughter Olivia would never have been born. Sadly, there are those in our society who would argue that these survivors should never have been given the chance to live, even after the abortion attempt failed. These are the same people who trumpet Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton and hold them high on a pedestal. They worship at the altar of choice, ignoring or dismissing the fact that doing so weakens our society and our own humanity. To them, human life is something that can and should be discarded if that life is deemed inconvenient. It's a sad reality we face, but one we are well poised to change day by day, as we touch hearts and minds with the message that every life matters. Donnie McClurkin concluded his conversation with Fred Hammond with these memorable words that speak directly to our work. A lot of things that people think are mistakes wind up to be used by God in great ways. Take a few moments to view the video. We've posted a link at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.